Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to Spirit Connection Podcast, February 9th, 2022. I have a prophetic word that I released for the month of February, and you want to check it out. It's very, very strategic, and it's going to set the course for your life for the next few months. One of those deep, deep words. In fact, the title is The Start of Sweet and Deep Revelation. DougAddison.com, you can go there on my website, or just search that, Sweet and Deep Revelation. I'm out on social media. It's all over the place right now. So, Lord, we ask now, open the heavens. We pray for the anointing. We pray for your power to flow. And just as you've done a turnaround in my life, and I'm a signs prophet, it means that what happens to me quite often, I live these words out. It's going to be a turnaround for other people, including this week's strategic message of 7-year strategy of breakthrough. A 7-year strategy of breakthrough. And Lord, we ask that. Holy Spirit, the angels, everything is needed in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, you know, I just released this word and just tell you a little bit later. I'm at my home office for the very first time in a long time. I've been here, you know, I live here, but I haven't taped or anything because I've battled and I've raised up prayer. And so I just want to say thanks to all of you who have been pressing in. I mean, the Lord says, you're getting a worldwide attack, Doug Addison. You need to raise up the world to pray for you. That's why I've utilized social media. I've utilized my podcast. And sure enough, I got a huge breakthrough. It's been happening over time. I got hit in my health again, but it's back up. I've gained weight. I feel great. I'm hearing the Lord, and it's not that I wasn't, but it's been a cloudy time. The Lord released the sweet, deep revelation that I did on my podcast last week and my prophetic word for this month. But this week even, the last couple of weeks, he started releasing. I just want to give you kind of a recap of that word. You could go to you'll want to get the fullness of it. But right now, it basically is this. It's Ezekiel 3:3 is one of the big verses. The Lord spoke to Ezekiel, son of man, eat the scroll I'm giving you. Fill your stomach with it. And as I ate it, it tasted as sweet as honey in my mouth. This is the start of brand new, it's a brand new season of revelation. And it's going to be sweet. I think I'm getting this sweet, fresh revelation into things. Even if I'm just praying with my wife or praying over something, I get these wisdom and understanding. So the Lord says your suffering and trials are now coming to an end. And begin, we're going to sense the Lord, his presence. He's going to redeem it all, and all the sufferings will be used for glory. So get ready to write down what you're hearing from the Lord. Expect the release of new ideas, songs, strategies. Has no limits right now. So I'm still recapping the word for February and beyond, is be strong and courageous, but show kindness and love. And this is based on Ezekiel 3:9. The Lord says, I will make your forehead hard as stone, harder than flint. Do not be afraid of them. Don't be terrified to speak out, though they are rebellious people. Now, listen. Stand strong. The Lord has caused many of us to stand up right now in the storm, stand up against things. We need to stand up for what we believe. But we're moving into a season right now. You must be careful to not be too harsh or let your zeal for the truth overpower the fact that it might start wounding others, the very people that you need to reach, that you want to change. God's moving in their hearts. And remember that you yourself needed a process to change and understand things. And so there's a shift in mindsets going on right now. The very people that we're trying to influence, maybe in our families, our lives, businesses, government, whatever. Maybe we're praying for people. We got to make sure that we're not letting our crusade for the truth to overpower or wound people so that they don't hear your message, especially in this season that we're moving into, because God's moving behind the scene. Another part of the prophetic word for February, God is changing the way we think and plan. Proverbs 16:9, a man or woman plans in their heart, makes his plans, but the Lord directs his steps. February marks really a starting point, a major shift of people using human planning, which is okay, you start somewhere. We start out in the flesh, no matter what. You know, we're body, soul, and spirit. When you go to worship, you start out in the body, you clap your hands, then your soul gets aligned with the Lord, same with prayer, and then your spirit connects. So it's okay. We do need this human prayer. We need to sit down and think, and we need to do that thing. But previously, it's been difficult to discern the will of the Lord. And we've been operating under a spiritually clouded time. But I tell you, it's coming to an end. And there's a major change coming for you in the ability to hear and discern the voice of the Lord and his will with confidence. Again, it's going to be a little process to get there, but it's happening. So be encouraged as this month marks this, that marks a change for us, major, major, major change. And also, it's a shift in people's mindsets right now. So be encouraged that things are happening right now. And you may want to listen to my entire podcast because I do an activation prayer. I go into way more detail, a word about women, a word about leadership, the governmental things in there as well. So the prophetic word for February 2nd, 2022 is the start of sweet and deep revelation. Now, here's what happened with me. I got it. I tell you, that's the theme this month, and it sure happened to me. And right now, the Lord is moving. He's giving deep revelation and insight. Like for me, my life, my ministry in the past 2 weeks, after I released that word, and I want to share a major prophetic word I got while driving my car with my wife, Linda, and I got a panoramic vision of the last 21 years, and it actually is what's going on right now. So we were taking a drive, and suddenly, I just tell you, it was a near open vision, wasn't quite, but those are the internal, external. I tell you, I don't know if it was, it doesn't matter how it comes to you. It was, in other words, it was just suddenly, it was in a brilliant understanding of cycles of time, repeated cycles of time that started in 2001. And the Lord has been moving in 7-year intervals that seem to coincide with major events in history as well. So in 2001, that's where the starting point of, I've had this word before, but the Lord gave me some fullness of that. I reached out to some others and got some confirmation as well from others. But I heard the Lord about this. 2001, we know that as 9/11. September 11th, terrorism hit the United States, the homeland, sent a shockwave around the entire world. But I tell you, Isaiah 59:19 still stands. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord will raise up a standard against him, and that's what he's done. So earlier that year, though, in 2001, February 28th to be exact, late prophet Bob Jones had an encounter with the Lord, and it was with specific strategies for the coming moves of the Lord in the U.S. and Canada. This vision that Bob got, when I actually saw it on a video a little bit later, and that video hit me so powerfully that we launched my ministry in Light Connection 20 years ago this year. 20 years ago, we launched in Light Connection based on this vision that happened in 2001. While other people were looking at 9/11, we were praying about it. In fact, it was 2 weeks after 9/11. We started in Light Connection. And then Linda and I, man, I tell you, my wife's the word of, you know, she's got a lot of strength and wisdom. I'm the one who, you know, I'm the high flyer, you know. So for her to come into agreement with this, you would have to know that it was a good balance for the two of us. You know, in other words, we literally sold everything except some personal belongings, of course, at age 42. To go after this vision of the Lord. When we started In Light Connection, a few months later, we sold it all, basically. And it's not required. I'm just telling you the story about what happened. And to make a very long and exciting short story short, here's the seven-year intervals. 2001, you know, that was a major hit on the U.S. And hit the world, you know. But it was also the Lord released a major prophetic word. And so 7 years later, over this next 7 years, between 2001 and 2008, we mentored and ministered with some of the most amazing men and women of God you could ever imagine, including Bob Jones. You know, I was an out-of-work vineyard pastor at the time, and, you know, I did not try anything to do anything to align us. The Lord did. John Paul Jackson, Larry Randolph, Bobby Connor, to name a few. There are many others. But over that 7 years, the Lord took that word that I got, the word that Bob Jones got, the vision that he got, and ended up going around the world and impacting the world. So now, the first seven, that was the first 7 years. Now, here it is in 2008. The housing market, here we go. Here's this big crash. The first one was 2001, the big hit, but the Lord hit. I tell you, we had amazing conferences. We had an amazing anointing going on for those 7 years when terrorism was hitting hard. The Lord hit back financially. He did all kinds of things over. You just got to look at it with eyes to see. I want you to look at your life and see this. And 7 years later, we're now in 2008, the big hit again, the housing market crash of 2008. This was in the United States. It affected others. But typically people, actually, they tend to look at things and not see the Lord, not use the eyes to see. You know, tragically, people lost their homes. I'm not going to downplay this. You know, believe me, being in ministry, I was traveling at that time. You know, I ain't praying for people. And there was a shockwave. It went around the world. And the housing market crashed, but not for everyone, I tell you. Many people who had money were able to buy homes, and I know people in ministry. They bought homes. They were buying them. I remember hearing Dave Ramsey's story. He used to say, you know, during that time, you can do this. I know some of my friends were doing this. They bought some homes and made amazing amount of money for the kingdom. And for businesses. So in the midst of the downturn in 08, Linda and I, believe me, we're not flippers, you know what I mean, with houses. But we sold our house in 2008 in the worst part of the downturn. We don't even know how to do all this. But we made $30,000 on it. And I tell you, the Lord spoke to me. Genesis 26:12. Take a look at it. He says, then Isaac sowed his seed in the land and reaped that year 100-fold. The Lord blessed him. Now, if you take a look at that chapter, that was a huge famine on earth. He reaped 100-fold in a famine. I just going to let that rest on you for a minute. And you might have lost previously. Take a look right now. We made $30,000, but we also, in the midst of that, the Lord set us up to be able to move and relocate. We went in debt. One side of us, on one side, wow, okay, we're getting blessed personally. We're able to function. We've given it all to the Lord. Remember, we sold it all, and we're able to function with the Lord. Then on the other side, the ministry goes in debt. So the Lord can bless you in any economic condition or downturn. 7 years later, okay, between that, let's go, 2008, we got 01, we saw it, 2008, Now, 2015, that's an interesting time because things started to turn around. You know, you have to look at it. What happened to us is that we had gotten in debt $50,000 in our ministry during the downturn. And really, that's where it hit. It was the downturn. Man, I tell you, I was a traveling itinerant minister at the time, along with everybody else. All of us were struggling. And everyone, because the conferences had changed, the landscape had changed. But the Lord, I tell you, during that 7 years between 2008, and it was right around halfway through, at 2013, right smack in the middle, the Lord gave me a strategy to retire the $50,000 of debt over our ministry. And I tell you, we had not been, anyway, I'm just saying that, you know, we did not, anyway, I'm just saying, listen to me about this story here, because there's power in it. And because it's something shifted right when I was stammering for my words, because an anointing was hitting people. I saw a wave and shock wave, and as a seer, I could see people like, whoa, something's going on here. We were able to retire $45,000 of debt in 3 months' time without receiving an offering, because we are a ministry. There's nothing wrong with offerings. In fact, giving is the gateway to receiving. It's a gateway to blessing. Giving is very important. But we got a plan from the Lord to utilize the internet. Back then, and it was in late 2012, and in 2013, right, the first quarter, you know, the first month, I got a strategy to use a brand new cutting edge style, combining coaching, online training, and personal interaction, all packaged together in one. And we still use this today, but, you know, the Lord gave us that in 2013. I tell you, we were $45,000 in debt. I had a dream on how much to charge even for this course. I thought, no one's going to pay $1,500. And I had 30 people signed up for this online. It was called Activate Your Life Calling. And it was a three-month plan that was ahead of its time. Now, we're used to seeing this right now. We're used to seeing this. My goodness, we got all kinds of training going on. But I tell you, even some of the ones who are working right now in this said, hey, you know what, Doug Addison, that you were a forerunner, because people were not doing that back then, especially the internet side of it, the combination, not just the internet training, combination of coaching, combining with online interaction and personal interaction. We combined all three, and one was charging $1,500. 30 people signed up. Do the math. That's $45,000 in our bank account in the matter of days. We retired the debt, and the Lord, listen to me, the Lord broke the back of poverty and debt off of our ministry, and we have never gone back. We have never been. In fact, something has happened right now and since then. Deuteronomy 28:12. Listen here, the Lord will open to you his good treasures, the heavens, to give you rain in your land in season and bless the work of your hands. And you shall lend to many and borrow from none. I tell you, we shifted into the mode of being being the lender instead of the borrower. We've been able to give money. I now have the freedom to do what God calls me to do when he calls me to do it. I'm just saying, I'm not apologizing here. In fact, we sow pretty much everything we do back in, you know, and we sow everything. Linda and I live very humbly. That's just our value. There's nothing wrong with having stuff at all. It's our value. We sow it back in. and we sold it all at one time, and it keeps coming back in waves and waves and waves and waves. But you know the biggest thing with that? We were ahead of our time. And I was a forerunner in many things. I've been a forerunner in prophetic evangelism. I was a forerunner in bringing coaching in. I've been doing prophetic life coaching for years, 20 years. I was a forerunner in bringing these things in. And then, again, as a forerunner in 2013, I found the way to combine these things. So that, and there's nothing wrong with we have just solid, you know, where it's just an internet course. That's great. You can do it, you know, DIY. you know, you do it yourself. Then we have these other ones that I do. But I have this one strategy that I use that was ahead of its time. Got us out of debt. That was 2015. That was a turnaround. So that was a 7-year period. Now, 7 years later, do the math. 2015 plus 7. Oh my goodness. It's 2022. The Lord is releasing his plans and strategies once again to save us out of the pandemic. He's going to recover your losses right now, the pain and the suffering, as well, to help finance the greatest moves of the Lord that we've ever had. Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and to not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. Now, I want to say it again. Prosperity to me, Doug Addison, it could be different to you, but it's having the freedom and the finances to do what God calls me to do when he calls me to do it. And we were already aligned when the pandemic hit. My goodness, we were already online. You know, we were ministering online. And the Lord blessed us. And we were able to give money away. Yeah, we were able to give money away. And we still do that today. I'm just saying, this is the year of your breakthrough. This is a start. This month is a start of a change, but this is a year. 2022 is a year of your breakthrough. I want you to ask the Lord to show you if you have any similar times as far as these sequences. Take a look at 2021. You know, go back and take a look. I journal. I remember things. I tell you, I tell my wife that she laughs at me. I can't even remember my own home phone number. You know, I have trouble with PIN numbers, but I have a photographic memory when it comes to words of the Lord. And I tell you, I know the Lord is moving right now. Also, ask the Lord if there's anything that you need to do right now to claim your repayment. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, to not harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future starting right now in 2022. Lord, we activate this in Jesus' name. Open the heavens, like you said, Deuteronomy 20. Open the riches and the storehouses of your bounty to bless the work of our hands. Wow, whatever that means, he blessed. I was a computer. I had a high-tech background, you know, but he blessed the work of my hands. Doesn't matter. He'll bless the work of your hand. Just hold them out right now. Lord, bless the work of our hands. Bless the works of our hands. Give us the strategies. Give us a download strategy in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, DougAddison.com is my website. And right now, we are doing a special, because I'm talking about the coaching and stuff like this. We're doing my prophetic lifestyle training kit, where you can... I released this a little bit ago, where I pulled everything together. How to become a lifestyle trainer. Now, this is kind of like coaching you. It's not the coaching that you might think, but this is coaching you in how to become a person that people will listen to. And this is a step. Believe me, this is a step for people who want the Joseph anointing, because the prophetic lifestyle training kit will teach you. Basically, It's prophetic evangelism. It was my message I had and how to communicate with people. You get that down, and then you're able to fulfill the word I just gave, that you can stand up for the truth, but do it with love. This will show you how to do it. And it's just a powerful time. So right now, go to DougAddison.com/prophetic lifestyle. Prophetic lifestyle. And it's a powerful, it's usually $150. I mean, it walks you through everything, gives you everything you need to get ready for this next move of God. It's $39. Also, consider partnering with us in Light Connection. We're actually an online church, and many people don't know that. Go to DougAddison.com/partner. And for the longest time, I'll tell you, you can have your own church. It's great. Some people call me their pastor. But once a month, we have a Zoom meeting with our partners. And also, that's a partner, anyone who partners with us once a month with any amount. We have a special group. Actually, we've had a Facebook group, but we're moving it off because we found out a lot of people might not like Facebook. We're doing a new cutting-edge network, private network for our partners so that you can interact with each other, pray for each other, and we have a partner coach. Oh, she is so, so good. And she's in there every week with people. I tell you, this is just like being part of a church. You can be on your own church. But in Light Connection, partner program where we just minister. And once a month when we have our mentoring meeting, I prophesy over the partners and then our team prophesies. And each week you can put in your prayer requests. It's a powerful, powerful community. Also, just consider just giving as well. DougAddison.com/partners. I'm excited. I'm so excited. Lord, we pray that you would release the anointing right now. Release the angels. Release your power. Release your glory. Release your peace in Jesus' name. See you next week.